98.5 FM WKIP, broadcasting from the Inn at Belfield and the historic Hyde Park. Hey,
good morning,
hello,
Tom.
Dutchess County historian Will Tatum. Glad to see you.
Good to see you too. It's been a while. I like your new digs.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. Tom Mulroy said, "Hey, any problem? You know, just come get set up here, and you know where Uncle Mike and I usually are in the studios at Pendel or at Tucker Drive. You know, there's no window, so this is a little brighter, nicer area. Bye, bye, Dot." So, Tom Mulroy, I asked Will Tatum, County historian, to stop by. I mean, this is called, you know, historic Hyde Park, so I figured we should have the county historian stop by.
Thank you, Will, for coming by.
No, not
so
at all.
Had you guys met before?
I think probably in
we've probably seen each other at events
and you
or
probably
something
work
like
with
that.
Annie Farrell and Jared O'Connor at our shop. They're putting together a big history book, a couple hundred pages, pictures. They're working with the FDR, Marist Archives, really taking the whole history for the last couple thousand years into today. And not just the history of this land, which is the big part of it, but what surrounded, what made up this land and the ownerships and the cultures from Native Americans to the Dutch to the Jesuits and so forth. So those two have been working on this for about 2 years and working with actually Manuela Roosevelt, who's at Callaway Publishing. She now works with us as our ambassador to PR, public relations. She's working with us as well.
I'm glad you mentioned it. I had forgotten about that part of the story, Tom Mulroy. So this, you know, quite a publication that will be coming out. And so, Will, it's, you know, I mean, this an area with such a rich history. And I'm talking about the entire Hudson Valley, but I mean, specifically here with FDR, the Hudson River, the this is America's first American Heritage River. When we had the ceremony down at the Warriors Park, I think it was 1996.
A little before my time, Tom.
A little before your time. Well, you know, it's and much earlier than that, about 70 years ago, I was swimming off the, you know, the docks at Marist College.
How long?
70 years ago.
Oh, 70. At least it's 17.
No, no, no. 70 years ago when I learned to water ski off those docks down there. But it is, Tom Mulroy, it's just a gorgeous area.
It is, no doubt. It's one of the gems. And when we first got involved with this, is one of the reasons we decided to stay with it and do a long-term approach because of the area and the historic value. Again, you can go anywhere USA and beautiful area, but it doesn't have the history and the migration and, you know, up and down the Hudson River from Manhattan to Albany to Erie Canal and what have you.
So Will, you have other events coming up, some of your history tavern tours?
We do. Our second installment of the 2024 series is coming up on May 22nd at 6 p.m. up at Foster's in Rhinebeck, down in their nice, lovely basement dining area. And then we skip June, and on July 10th, we'll be back at Lasting Joy Brewery up in Tivoli.
And that, but it's just, you know, again, talking about the fact that the history here. And, you know, and now a project like this, as Tom Mulroy said, you know, this project is going to be here for the next 100-plus years. And that's why trying to do it right to begin with is, Uncle Mike.
So, Will, when you look at a project like this, obviously, being a historian, you respect the history of the whole Hudson Valley. You know, we've lived here all our lives. I love the Hudson Valley. There's so much to give here. I don't want to leave here. Hopefully we don't have to, but who knows? But when you see a development like this, what does it mean to you that to Tom and his company have taken the time they've taken to develop this in the way they're developing it? In other words, only using 120 acres, the rest of it is going to be left. And his attention to detail with the history, you've got to appreciate that, I would think.
I do, and it's an interesting part of Dutchess County's history in particular that settlement by Europeans here actually began as part of commercial development. You sometimes hear about these patents, and this was part of the Great Nine Partners patent. Those were early real estate ventures. In fact, what we're sitting in right now was lot number two of the water lots. So it really is this pattern that repeats over the course of Dutchess County's history. And the parcel here particularly has some great history. It was in the Roosevelt's hands for a little while. Then it went to the Stuyvesant family, which are direct descendants of Peter Stuyvesant, that Dutch governor of New Amsterdam, they built the estate of Edgewood here. And once the family had finished up their occupation, they sold it on to the Jesuits, who in turn sold the property on to the CIA. But the Jesuits still maintain a foothold here. They run the chapel and the cemetery over at the CIA. So Belfield itself is on a beautiful historic parcel of land, but also overlooks so much more vital and gorgeous Dutchess County history and Hudson Valley history. And we're very appreciative of the sensitivity and the deep planning that has gone into this project.
Thank you. We actually hired people like Annie Farrell and Jared O'Connor as part of his role is to really bring that history to life again. They've researched all the books and history that's already been out there, both locally and regionally. And that's why we're putting our own sort of cocktail table together, cocktail table book together, so people can really appreciate one beautiful book. It'll be digital as well, but one but most people like looking at it in the cocktail table to really go back and see how things transition from one era to another and why they transition and the significance of the area. It's not just, you know, well, yeah, someone always owned this land, what have you. Just the part of the history that was here. And again, Manuela Roosevelt, who is really our director of public relations, she is the only Roosevelt left living on the Roosevelt estate. And she has been fabulous in really bringing more energy into that and the significance of who came here over Chiang Kai-shek and all the history of all the people that came up, met with FDR here, King of England, right before the World War II. And you know, world history, not just local history, started here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. The Hudson Valley and Dutchess County in particular has long been a player on the world stage.
Yep.
You know, I listened to what you were saying and then thinking back again, back to this magnificent Hudson River that we're on. When you talk about being a, you know, the world history player on the stage, I'm reminded about, you know, going back to the American Revolution and the reason that West Point is located where it is located. When you actually look at an aerial view, that choke point in the river right there, you know, so critically important. Man, Tom Mulray, the time has flown by. We're already at 8:46. We're going to get our last break in this morning. Will Tatum, I want to thank you for stopping by. You know, you always have an open invitation to come join the microphones with your upcoming programs.
I would love to come chat again before we head into June. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening.
We will do that. We will do that for sure. So we'll take a quick break, and then Tom Mulray will be at the microphones. Larry Boudreau is going to return.